Karnak Temple, a shrine of Amun-Ra. Let's cross over to Luxor's East Bank. In my recent posts, you read about the temples of Horus, Isis, Sobek, Khnum, and more, but none of those temples was for the principal deity of ancient Egyptians, Amun-Ra. Spread over 100 hectares, Karnak Temple qualifies as one of the largest temples of ancient Egypt. And its major shrine houses the deity in chief, Amun-Ra. Over 4,000 years ago, they had conceived Karnak as a modest temple. Its construction lasted 2,000 years until Romans annexed Egypt. During these two millennia, the area of the temple grew. Not all the activity was about building. Some of it included tearing down and changing structures. Temple layout. Surrounded by a high peripheral wall, the central sector that takes the largest amount of space is reserved for Amun-Ra. There are two smaller precincts to its west, the northwestern one dedicated to Montu, yet another falcon-headed god, and the southwestern, for the goddess Mut, Amun-Ra's wife. On the east, there is an area dedicated to Aten, the sun disk. Much of that has been destroyed by design. Over the centuries, different dynasts from Sinusritai to Ptolemy VIII erected 8 sets of pylons. A sacred lake marked the southeast of the site. With time, the rulers started many complex rituals, and as they evolved, it guided much of the layout and the alignment of its processional galleries. In strict orientation terms, the alignment of the Karnak Temple and its galleries faced those of the mortuary temple of Hatshepsut across the Nile, a joint contribution by Hatshepsut and Tutankhamun. Temple architecture. Each king left his unique imprint on this monumental heritage gem. A massive complex, it boasts multiple temples, chapels, hypostyle halls, obelisks, statuaries, and more. One can see most of the Egyptian mythological iconography here that includes hieroglyphs, sphinxes, statues of ram-headed god, pharaohs, guards, lions, etc. Like in most ancient temples in Egypt, the girth of the pillars in the complex inspires awe, and so does the workmanship. The capitals of these pillars range from solid blocks to delicate florals. This temple stands apart courtesy of its massive obelisks, each weighing a few hundred tons. During our visit, the guide explained the process of how, without cranes, the workmen erected those obelisks. It was a magnificent use of lever principle. To date, an unfinished obelisk lies here, complete with hieroglyphs and reliefs. That can lead us to the logical conclusion, the temple was never completed. Seen as King, a Bollywood hit, used this temple complex with its beckoning architecture in a peppy song and dance sequence. And that is not the only film crew that shot there. Karnak Temple has provided an attractive setting for some big banner Hollywood movies too. Next week, let us hop over from this mysterious civilization of the Dark Continent to the regal land of Chateau.